Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman is so tired of being rejected because she's a chubby girl, and on top of that, she's got a Lonely Fools account. Who's gonna pay to see that FUPA when you can go to a spicy site and see the FUPAs there for free? I guess she's also too tired to try and lose some weight because she's not exactly chubby. She left chubby behind years ago. She's more like a morbidly obese sphere. Describing her as chubby is like describing a homeless man as being between jobs. Moving on, 30 years ago we had Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction, and Forrest Gump out at the same time. One movie where a guy was framed for ending his cheating wife. Another where the love of his life dropped an AIDS baby on his doorstep. And the last one with a simp named The Gimp. Two of these films were horror films for men. One being sent to a prison with Drop the Soap Tyrone. And the other with Jenny the AIDS spreading slur. Number three, this man was being a creep and harassing a woman on the subway. Other women around her were trying to intervene and tell him off, but the fit young guys just stood there silently and looked at their shoes. This woman is pissed off that there were no white knights willing to get into a fight with this guy. We hear every day that women are strong and independent, and that they don't need no man. So what's the problem now? Too bad there were no bears around to help these poor ladies. Up next, here's the double slit experiment, and apparently it messes with your mind, proving that consciousness alters reality. If you look at the particles, they go through the double slits. But if you don't look at them, they go through the material and hit the background, which is impossible. As the observer focusing your attention on one quantum state, here's an illustration of all other quantum states being pissed off at you. Number five, here's a very rare photo of Darth Vader without his glove. But what I want to know is why he's making that hand gesture. It's almost like he's trying to tell us something nefarious. I wonder if it's for the same reason as a very rare gloveless Michael Jackson is doing this very same hand signal. Moving on, we have another case of female privilege. This bride-to-be who helped her fiancé run a drug ring avoids jail for revealing that she's pregnant with his child. Women have been doing this for centuries. Female pirates used to say that they were pregnant and they would plead their belly, and therefore they avoided execution because of it. Men have been simps since the beginning of time. It's a two-tier justice system that rarely sees them being held accountable for anything. Number seven, why do women lie to each other like this? Telling this beefy babe that she's beautiful and oh so pretty. They say this to boost fat women's egos so they feel like they don't have to lose any weight. Because if they lose that weight and look great, then they become competition. Then instead of giving them praise, other women would get catty and jealous with them. There are only so many high-value men to go around, and this is a perfect example of how lies can actually kill someone. Up next, 95% of people who buy video games are heterosexual males, so the female game characters should be designed accordingly. Kitty says to do some research because these days with the gamer demographics, it's about half and half. But I'm sorry, playing Temple Run and Candy Crush do not make you a gamer lady. Women tend to play very different types of games when compared to males. For more serious gaming, it's more like 80-20. Number 9, speaking of games, if you're a woman who's tired of watching her man play Xbox, then why don't you get a hobby? Oh, that's right, because women generally don't have hobbies unless, of course, that includes complaining about everything. But seriously, I hate to tell this to most men in relationships, but you are her hobby, and they think it's your job to entertain them 24/7. Moving on, if your partner says that sex should only be saved for special occasions like anniversaries and birthdays, then odds are she's cheating on you. Because if she's not getting it from you, she's getting it from somebody else. Some women will just say she's lazy and she has no sex drive. But if you put a chat in front of her, then her sex drive would magically reappear. Remember, guys, if she controls the sex, then she controls the marriage. If you don't get it at least once a week, then you have a roommate. Number 11, an oncologist explains why oral sex is fueling a surge in throat cancers. And of course, men are more likely to get them than women. Doesn't anyone remember when Michael Douglas said that Catherine Zeta-Jones' fanny batter gave him throat cancer? She hasn't worked in Hollyweird very much since then. Remember, guys, you're 8.5 times less likely to get oral cancer if you don't go down on girls named Debbie. Or all ladies for that matter. Up next, the 25-year-old wife is accused of babying her husband with lavish lunches that she makes for him every day. Women are teasing him, asking him if they're for his children. What was once normal is considered an overindulgence in luxury. Women don't care about the woman preparing the lunches. What they care about is the fact that by preparing those lunches, it makes all the other women bad for not doing the same. Other women hate it when we have fun, even at lunch. Number 13, this guy was single for 4 years until he moved to Austin, found a good church and went to a pool party, and ran into this beauty. She looks Latin and I hope she's not just using him for a green card. She gets a green card and he gets a pink sleeve. Until she eventually leaves with both as well as their child, forcing him to pay alimony and child support with his soul for her long gone hole. Also, that mustache makes him look like a little boy for some reason. Up next, the soup says the companies pay women less, and Homelander fires back by asking her why don't they just hire women and no one else. Obviously so they can save money. But it's not about equal pay. It's about women coming across as being the victims. The reason why companies don't just hire all women if they're actually cheaper is because it's really more expensive. Because you need to have more women to get the work done of less men. But conveniently, she won't mention that. Number 15, this article says that straight men must date trans women to combat hate, says activist. Yes, as a straight man, I need to become gay, said no straight man ever. For some reason, the individual in this picture looks kind of like John Kerry. It must be rough out there being a trans woman with no one wanting you because you still look masculine. The way things are going lately, here's a picture of me in 2030 getting executed for refusing to date a trans person. Up next, I think we've unlocked a new level of Trump derangement syndrome, with Bridget saying she stopped going to the gym because of Trump, and now she can't open jars. What she forgets to mention is that she's so insufferable that she can't even find a simp to come over and open that jar for her. Seriously, has she considered using cans instead? Her face says it all, and I bet she has a lot of cats, so she probably knows all about those cans. Number 17, remember guys, that you need to work on yourself and be in great shape. But for women, they're perfect the way they are, and should never change for anyone and never settle for less. Even when they're fat and middle-aged, of course. Yes, a man should work on himself for himself and not for women. The general rule in the universe is that men get better and women get fat. That's what the world really looks like. A tiny number of high-value chats clean up with all the ladies. Moving on is Astrid, and she tells everyone that she's not a working girl. But the community says that she performs sex acts for money, which is the definition of prostitutka. She knows what she's doing. She's just pissed off because high-quality men won't commit to her anymore because everyone has seen her goods for $5. But I'm on to her because I don't think that community note is real. I think this is just a promo for her Lonely Fools account or online whoring. The girl in the background looks strange and like she's AI-generated. Number 19, the dude on the left wants to congratulate his friend for getting married. I bet he wishes that it was him in that dress. I'm glad that he isn't the one getting married because any man getting married in 2024 is a total fool. I don't know, but there's something creepy about this picture and I can't exactly put my hand on what it is. Up next is a woman that says goodbye to her type because she's trying to get married. I guess it's time to give up dating drug dealers, their associates, and men that only use you for one-night stands. I feel bad for her future ex-husband, because you know he's just going to get wrecked as she takes all her disappointment out on him. Women are so predictable. Once they get out of their carousel riding years, you'll say that guys aren't their type, but they'll say that he's in finance. Number 21, this woman looks like she did a 12-hour shift and can now apparently sympathize with men that got upset when they worked overtime and came home to no food on the table. Why do you think that apps like Grubhub and DoorDash have been increasingly popular lately? So because of that, men don't need women anymore when we can order our food at the swipe of a smartphone. Does she want a man that'll stay home and cook for her something? Number 21, does anyone remember that time when Eminem dressed up as Britney Spears? Or is that feminine? Looks to me like this was some sort of elaborate humiliation ritual. Rituals indoctrinate you into a religion, and gee, I wonder whatever that could be. This might also explain that painting of Bill Clinton in a dress and high heels. It's funny though. If you feminize his face, he still looks the same. Number 23, a mother of an influencer who gave hummers to 380 men says that she helps her daughter clean up after she's done. So basically her mother is her pimp. I'll bet you anything that her mother also gets her share of some of those guys. They say it's a family business. Well, it looks like it is. Moving on, apparently here's the difference between men's rights and feminism. But the men's movement hasn't accomplished anything while feminism has accomplished ruining the family, turning women into internet slurs, as well as a sexual revolution collapsing the fertility rates. Also, I don't know about you, but to me that guy on the right looks like Mick Jagger. Have I gone out of my mind, or is that him? Number 25 and the last one, someone asks, is Jeff Bezos based? How could he be? After all, he's with a 50-plus single mother. Sure, they both appear to be happy. She has an unlimited amount of money and status to rub in everyone's face. And all she had to do to get that is rub those two nubs under Bozo's shirt on his shiny little head. Both the big one and the small one. Are we really sure that she's a woman? The jury is probably hung on this one, just like her. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.